My name is Ketsia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation was completed on October 5th, 2022. Patient Robert Hack, R-O-B-E-R-T-H-A-A-C-K. Number one, primary hyperparathyroidism, which has improved since the last visit with PTH of 105 from 153. Serum calcium of 10.9 from 13.4, and ionized calcium level of 2.06 from 6.9. Here, the patient is status post hospitalization for elevated calcemia, for hypercalcemia. With associated symptoms such as confusion, weakness, and other and others. Period. He is currently taking Sensipar 60 milligrams, one tablet twice a day. He is still refusing a parathyroidectomy. Period. We advise him to be careful to prevent any falls. Due to osteoporosis, likely associated with the hyperparathyroidism, period. Number two, chronic kidney disease stage 3B, which has remained stable since the last visit, with a creatinine of 1.8 from 1.5, BUN of 26 from 23, and AGFR of 38 from 44, period. He denies any urinary symptoms. There is no available urinalysis to evaluate for activity in the urinary sediments or to calculate for proteinuria, period. He has lost 18 pounds since the last visit and weighs only 102 pounds with a BMI of 16. Period. We advise him to increase his caloric intake and to gain weight, period. He reports poor appetite and eats only two meals a day. His albumin level, serum albumin, is 3.4, period. Next line, anemia of chronic disease, HNH of 8.2 and 25%. From 10.1 and 31% noted. He denies any changes in bowel pattern. We will order iron studies, fecal occult blood to rule out GI bleed, and we will refer the patient to the Florida Cancer Center for further evaluation. Next line, hypercalcemia with serum calcium level of 10.9 from 14.5 in the hospital and 13.4 from the prior visit, period. This hypercalcemia is likely related to the primary hyperparathyroidism. However, multiple myeloma and other gammopathies are part of the differentials, period. The patient has evidence of elevation in serum kappa light chains of 43.61, elevation of lambda light chains of 31.34, with the kappa lambda ratio of 1.39. He also has elevated urine kappa light chains of 119.32 and elevated urine lambda light chain of 14.24, period. Since the patient also since the patient is also experiencing rapid unintentional weight loss and worsening of the anemia, we will refer to the Florida Cancer Center for further evaluation, period. Next line, osteoporosis related to the primary hyperparathyroidism. Spirit, we advise him to be careful and to monitor his ambulation to prevent falls and potential fractures. Period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, stable on current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is well controlled on current regimen. His blood pressure is 112 over 65. Next line, underweight with a BMI of 16. He weighs only 102 pounds today and has lost 18 pounds since the last visit, period. He also reports very poor appetite, period. Next line. Vitamin D deficiency, which we cannot treat at this time with D3 due to hypercalcemia. He is taking the Sensipar, period. Next line, hereditary choroidal dystrophy. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. Period. End.